You are listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mike.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Well, a lot of people who can hear me on the radio right now, they're not hearing me from any combine because it seems like we're going to be closed down for harvest, especially in the eastern Corn Belt for a while.
That's the way it looks, and really more of the southern Corn Belt. Areas primarily to the south of Interstate 80 will see multiple rounds of significant rainfall over the next 5 days. The first batch of rain is moving through as we speak, but if you take a close look at the radar, you'll notice that most of the rain is centered on the southern third of the Corn Belt, and then eventually it will extend on into the Delta. That area there is the area of concern for corn and soybean harvesting over the next 5 days. And we think an even bigger issue will eventually become soft red winter wheat planting. Most of the Delta and the southern third of the Corn Belt, primarily from Champaign on to the south, will see very heavy rainfall over the next couple of days. We're looking for a widespread 1 to 3 inches of rain through Saturday. But then the more important issue is that another system moves on through on Sunday into Monday and Tuesday. That will drop another 1 to 2 inches of rain across much of the same area. So by the time you add all of this up, we're looking at fairly widespread 2-inch to 5-inch amounts, with most of the 5-inch amounts across far southern Illinois and then into Kentucky, Tennessee, and Missouri and Arkansas. So generally just south of the listening area. But this is not a good situation for harvesting, and we would argue it's more of an important issue for wheat planting than anything as we move forward.
Kansas will be happy to see some of this rain, though. It's been dry there.
Well, that's the flip side of it. Even though planting will slow a little bit off to the west in the plains, the hard red winter wheat crop is mostly planted across that region. Compare that to Illinois, where only 9% of the wheat crop have been planted as of Sunday. So off in the plains, this rain event will be a very good thing as we move forward because it will provide that region with 1 to 2 inches of rain, primarily from Kansas on to the south into Oklahoma and Texas. And then we'll see a nice dry-out period next week with some fairly warm temperatures out there as well. So you put all that together and you end up with a pretty nice forecast for hard red winter wheat growth and development over the next 7 to 10 days.
Does the eastern and southeastern Corn Belt also get to see the warm-up?
There will be a fairly significant warm-up once the rain ends. That will end around Monday and Tuesday, so we're talking about the middle to end of next week. It does look drier. It does look quite a bit warmer. However, there is some uncertainty regarding how long that will last. At this point, we have fairly high confidence that at least 3 to 5 days of completely dry weather is most likely later next week and into next weekend. But right after that, it's very difficult to determine exactly how all the cards will play out.
A talking point in the southern hemisphere, Brazil in particular, has been how dry it's been early in the planting season. Should we be concerned about that at this point?
Well, we need to be concerned about it for the next 7 to 10 days, only because you can't plant very much in the way of corn and soybean planting when you have hot and dry weather in October. And it will be very hot and very dry over that period as upper-level high pressure dominates. Now, the one thing we would point out, which is very important, is that October is a transitional month between the dry season, which was occurring a few months ago, and the quasi-monsoon season, which is a couple of months ahead, primarily beginning in late November, then continuing through February. So hot and dry weather in October is not all that unusual. It would be very unusual if it were to occur later in November, December, January, or February. So we're not super concerned about it at this point, but it will be difficult to plant corn and soybeans, and any crops that were planted will have difficulty growing over the next 1 to 2 weeks.
And I would think a second planting becomes a little bit more iffy as the later we grow, go into the planting season with the first planting.
That becomes an issue, and this will also raise the awareness of monitoring weather later in March and April because they also have a quick end to their quasi-monsoon season. And if that were to end a little bit early, kind of like right now where it's beginning a little bit late, that would be a problem for those second planted crops. Those typically go in the ground in January, February, and into March. So if the dry season starts a little bit early next year, that would then become a problem for their second planted crops.
Thank you, Mike.
Have a great day.
Mike Tenura of T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.